The 27th of September 2021, my name is Miriam and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1279. Today's episode is titled, Hope. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot Door AI. We do not know how we will approach this in planning a personal event, but we do know that it will be postponed or altered due to circumstances beyond our control. The Hope Conference will not take place in person in 2021, and an ambitious online event must be enough as we look toward 2022. The details of hope in general mean the desire for things to change for the better and the desire for a better situation. Hope is an optimistic state of mind based on the expectation of positive results in relation to events and circumstances in one's own life and in the world in general. Hope not only helps to make difficult current situations bearable and improve our lives, but also imagines a better future and motivates you to take steps to make them a reality. Hope helps us define what our future should be and is part of the self-narrative of our lives that we draw through our minds. Psychologist Charles R. Snyder, a specialist in positive psychology, investigates how hope and forgiveness affect different aspects of life, such as health, work, education, and personal meaning. Psychology professor Barbara Fredrickson argues that hope comes only when a crisis looms that opens up new creative possibilities. Hope for life and death played an important role in Augustine's political philosophy. The character and strength of hope is the positive expectation of the future. Hope plays a role in the mental activity of reflection, which is defined as alternation of hope, fear, appetite, and aversion. Collective action, problems and states of nature and their solutions depend on the hopes of the individual. These objections are based on the idea that hope is somehow linked to our agency. To change this, we must examine theological hope, that is, the hope that we place in God. If hope is a passion that inspires meaningful goods and motivates the actions that the subject undertakes, if he is able to realize them, then we must hope for God's help to attain eternal happiness. Eternal life and happiness are not useful goods, and hope is not a passion but a will. Children who grow up in poverty and those who succeed in life have one thing in common: hope. To understand the connection to Western popular culture, the subtitle of A New Hope, the original first part, is considered an episode of Star Wars, a science fiction space opera. The swallow is a symbol of hope in Aesop's fables and numerous other historical writings. Elpis Hope appears in ancient Greek mythology in the story of Zeus and Prometheus. A box of unpublished healing spirits is called Hope. To learn more about the Deep South Economic Mobility Collaborative, you can apply for funding or seek technical assistance. The idea is to nominate a side that is special to him or her because it gives hope.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Miriam and this was episode 1279 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.